This is Jay Sekulow. We've got an important update on Yousef Nardakhani, a vote in the United States Senate tomorrow.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
The Iranian government could be planning to execute Pastor Yousef Nardakhani soon. Nardakhani was imprisoned for his faith and sentenced to die for leaving Islam. He rejects that charge because he says he never was a Muslim.
Jay Sekulow of the American Center for Law and Justice, you and the American Center have raised this issue, made it very prominent.
Jordan Sekulow of the American Center for Law and Justice is working with attorneys in Iran to help Pastor Yousef.
Obviously, this is an outrage. And I'm glad to see that voices from this government and from all over the world have expressed themselves against it.
It is time for all of us to stand up against the spread of militant Islam and to stand up and lead for the Pastor Yousefs of the world.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
We are getting these reports from the American Center for Law and Justice. They have been trying to draw attention to this case to save this man's life. You can go to the ACLJ's website and they have a daily tweet for Yousef to call attention to this.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey everybody, welcome to the broadcast. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We're going to ask you to take action. We are on a critical deadline of tomorrow. The U.S. Senate Committee on Foreign Relations has scheduled to take up a resolution supporting the pastor, Yousef Nardakhani. Of course, he's been in jail now for 980 days in Iran. This is a big vote at the United States Committee on Foreign Relations. It'll then proceed to the floor. But let's get an update right from Washington, D.C., folks. We've got very little time to act. I'm letting you know how to engage the issue. And how important is it to you to protect Christians that are being persecuted for their faith? Our phone line's open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan, give us an update on where things are, and one thing also to talk about the Senate proceedings tomorrow.
Yeah, we're at 980 days. Pastor Yousef has been in jail because he's a Christian. And the charges against Iran have sat at the lower court. He's been sitting in jail there because after the Supreme Court in the fall sent back his case, the execution order, they told the court, you got to figure this out. Was he basically Muslim enough? Was he Muslim at the age of majority? If so, you can go ahead and execute him. Because of the international attention and the issue of Islamic law there, the court for the third time has sent this for review to the Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khomeini to make a decision. And that decision obviously has not yet been made. Whether it be public or not, we would know there would be some court action. In the midst of this, his attorney, his main attorney here, Mohammed Dadka, is facing the 9 years in jail and has basically been barred from doing any work. So he's got a very difficult situation.
All right, and we've got a really short time frame here, folks. Than, tell us what, in about 45 seconds here, what are we expecting to happen at the United States Senate tomorrow? What do we need people to do?
That resolution put forward by Senator David Vitter, Jay, it's going to be in front of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee tomorrow. The meeting starts at 2:15, Jay. It's eighth on the agenda. I do think it will be supported. But listen, this is the step, Jay, that gets it to the Senate floor. So we need people to sign our petition. We are asking the 19 members of that committee, 10 Democrats, 9 Republicans, to vote for this resolution. It's much like what the House passed. And, Jay, if it passes tomorrow, I think we can get it on the Senate floor before that 1,000th day.
Hey, folks, if we can get 1,000 before the 1,000th day in prison, a resolution passed by the House and Senate of the United States condemning Iran and putting some really tough language in there, and this is very tough. Mentioning a Christian pastor in the resolution by name, this could be huge. 91,963 of you have signed this petition online, but now we've got 2 days till we give those final numbers to the United States Senate. I need you to join with us. I need you to stand with us. We literally have 24 hours to get to 100,000 signatures. So go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. You can sign that petition there. It says Stop Christian Pastor Yousef Nardakhani's Death Sentence. Or you can call us right now and add your name to that petition at 1-877-989-2255. Folks, we've got 24 hours. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. To save this pastor's life, I need your help. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
already know that Pastor Youssef Nader Carney faces the death penalty in Iran because of his Christian beliefs and his refusal to embrace Islam. What you may not realize is that his imprisonment is now approaching 1,000 days. The ACLJ has been at the forefront, working in this country and abroad, to secure the immediate and unconditional release of Pastor Youssef. But we need your help. It's time to turn up the pressure. The U.S. House already has approved a resolution backing Pastor Youssef's release, and now we're calling on the U.S. Senate to do the same. The ACLJ's Tweet for Youssef campaign is now reaching 1.9 million Twitter accounts around the world with daily updates. And now it's time to turn up the pressure. Demand the immediate release of Pastor Youssef now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Seculo provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Seculo Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Seculo tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the broadcast. We've got a very serious situation for you, and that is we're on the 980th day of Pastor Youssef Nader Khani's death sentence in Iran. We had a goal that we would see some really positive action by the 1,000th day. We did get word that the United States Senate Committee on Foreign Relations is scheduled to take up the resolution supporting Pastor Youssef Nader Khani next week, tomorrow. So we've got 24 hours here. We're at 91,000, roughly 92,000 signatures online. We want to get to 100,000, but there's a really important reason why this Senate resolution, it's Senate Resolution 385, condemning the government of Iran for its continued persecution, imprisonment, and sentencing of Youssef Nader Khani on the charges of apostasy. This is targeted directly for Youssef Nader Khani, but we've got a big stumbling block that's been there. And, Than, let's explain that so everybody understands how important it is for everyone to sign up for this and speak out.
Yeah, Jay, procedurally, people need to understand this because, remember, a couple of months back, we went, along with Senator David Vitter, to the leadership in the Senate, to Harry Reid and Mitch McConnell, and asked them to put it on the floor of the United States Senate under what's called unanimous consent. It would pass unanimously unless the senator objected. They declined to do that because they wanted to defer to the Committee of Jurisdiction. That is this committee that is hearing it tomorrow. So we went to John Kerry and Dick Lugar, who lead that committee, and asked them to do exactly what they're doing tomorrow, to consider it, to report it out of committee, and that will enable Harry Reid and Mitch McConnell to put it on the floor of the United States Senate for unanimous consent. They are doing what we ask, and it enables it to move to the floor of the Senate.
All right, folks, so we need to get this out of the Senate tomorrow, out of the Senate Committee on Foreign Relations, and we want it unanimous, and we want your help. Folks, you go to your phones right now at 1-877-989-2255 and sign on to this petition demanding the release of Senator Nader Khani, backing up Pastor Youssef Nader Khani, backing up the United States Senate's call here is very important. He's been in prison 980 days. I'm going to have Jordan go through the Tweet for Youssef program, where we are on that. But 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. You can sign up right there online or 1-877-989-2255. And, folks, we literally have 24 hours here. Jordan, I want you to go through the Tweet for Youssef campaign so people know where we are. If you want to talk to us on air, by the way, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. It's Pastor Youssef Nader Khani. There's an Iranian pastor who is in jail here. That's who we're talking about, and this is time for action. Jordan, what is the Tweet for Youssef campaign right now? Where are we standing?
You know, we've been doing Tweet for Youssef since right after the first of the year. We've had, we now reach 2.3 million Twitter accounts worldwide every day, almost 2.4 million, and that keeps growing. That's 1.8 million Twitter accounts reached every day in English, and 559,000 Twitter accounts are reached with Portuguese in our Tweet for Youssef program there. 234 countries and territories reached. 188 of the 193 UN member states are reached. That's 97% of the world's nations. So, again, Pastor Youssef's story has reached every continent and subcontinent in the world and reaching almost 2.4 million people every day just through Tweet for Youssef.
All right, folks, again, the U.S. Senate Committee on Foreign Relations scheduled to vote on Senate Resolution 385 condemning the government of Iran for its continued persecution, imprisonment, and sentencing of Youssef Nardakhani on the charges of apostasy. It is directly on point, the Senate resolution. It names Youssef Nardakhani. It talks about imprisonment, persecution, and apostasy. Folks, we can't do this without you, but we are getting really close to getting this Senate resolution through. It could be a huge, it will be a huge day for our global efforts here, but I need your help. Again, ACLJ.org to sign on to that. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Folks, it is really important we hear from you. Let's go to the phones. Calls are coming in. Let's take some of those phone calls.
Yeah, Susan's calling in from Massachusetts online too. Susan, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Susan.
Hi, how are you? God bless you all for helping.
Thank you.
I'm getting a little choked up. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
The reason why I'm calling is that thank you for being in the forefront for helping Pastor Youssef. I have a couple of questions. First
sure.
of all, with all the humanitarian help, with our government, everyone around the world asking for this one wonderful gentleman to be freed, why haven't they had any fear or anybody to make this happen? And the thing of it is, I'm fearful of it, and we have to pray. But also, look at Syria. Masses of people are getting...
I know. The Syria situation is just awful. Well, let me give you an update on the... there's a global... We've got a global effort going on here. I mean, need to be really clear here. This is... We've got our offices in Washington, our offices in Strasbourg, France, Jerusalem, our offices in Africa. I mean, Jordan's been down to Brazil. Jordan, this has been a global effort, but we're going to need a global effort for this to happen. And some countries that have a good relationship with Brazil, or those are some of the very countries we're going to right now.
Yeah.
That would have a good relationship with Iran, right.
Yeah, we're working in Brazil, working in our offices in Russia. We're working around the world, in Africa as well, in our offices there. Because everyone has different relationships with Iran, as you mentioned, that some have full diplomatic relationships in Europe as well. So because of those connections that we're able to make and work on, we've got an update that posted last week about a Brazilian senator I met with who's been meeting with the Iranian ambassador in Brazil, the main ambassador there, and he's been doing it on camera and been doing it regularly and following up with all the information he receives. So we have more than just the Tweet for Youssef program, more than just talking about it. We are taking action literally around the world, and it has become tougher. I'll be honest with people right now, as the Senate is about to vote on this resolution tomorrow, it's become tougher because of the crackdown on attorneys in Iran.
Yeah.
And, you know, Dad, as attorneys, we know that when you look at a bad human rights regime or the worst human rights regimes, many times it's the attorneys. And when they go, that's it. And so the regimes know that. They hold off until finally decide that that's their that only option they've got left. And so they basically silence Pastor Youssef Nardakhani's lead attorney.
Yeah, and that's a very, very troubling development. Hey, we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. What do you think we should do? How important is it to stand up for persecuted Christians, and particularly Pastor Youssef Nardakhani? 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us. That's 800-684-3110. Than, let's walk through what is going to happen tomorrow afternoon.
At about 2:15, Jay, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee will open for session. They have 8 items on their agenda. This resolution is number 8, so it will take a while to get to it. I expect somewhere between 4 and 5 o'clock it will probably be called up for a vote. And listen, we need 10 of the 19 members of that committee, the senators on that committee, to vote in favor of this resolution. Even better if it would go by unanimous consent. But here's why I have optimism, Jay. I think all 9 Republicans are going to support it. And listen, John Kerry, the chairman of the committee, he put it on the agenda, and Robert Menendez, who's a Democrat, Democrat on the committee. He's a co-sponsor of the resolution, so I expect they will vote for it. We have to call for that, though. We need those 11 to vote for the resolution, and if it does, it will be reported out of committee and sent to the floor of the United States Senate.
All right, folks, again, 877-989-2255 to sign that petition. That's 1-877-989-2255. Less than 24 hours to do that, or ACLJ.org. Back to the phones we go. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110.
Julio's calling from Texas on line one. Julio, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Julio.
Yeah, I have a question. Can you guys consider any Muslim country dangerous for Christian Americans, or you guys consider some open countries that are not dangerous for America?
Boy, that is a great question. And right now, with the Arab Spring situation, I mean, look what's happening in Egypt, where the Muslim Brotherhood has gained control of the parliament and maybe the presidency, although now the military and the courts have said that's an illegal move by the Muslim Brotherhood, which is an Islamist regime. I think the Middle East is dangerous for Christians. And Jordan, I don't know if we've done a country-by-country survey, but we know it is very, very dangerous.
Absolutely. I mean, this is a situation that is in flux. I mean, to answer the question, Julio, honestly, no, there's not a place in the Middle East but for Israel that has religious freedom and true religious freedom, especially for those who may come from Muslim backgrounds. There are countries which don't persecute the Christians who are basically almost ethnically Christian. They have always been Christian. They are not converts from Islam. And so there are countries that are better on that, but there are none that are good. I mean, Egypt was used to be one of the better ones, and they still didn't allow those Christians to build new churches without going and getting sign-off from the president, from Mubarak himself, which basically meant you didn't get any new churches built. You couldn't update your churches. So even if it's not violent oppression, which we've seen now happen in Egypt more recently, even not violent oppression, they do everything they can to stifle everything. I mean, think about what's happening in Turkey. It may be that they have not taken up, the government has not banned the Christian faith, but what they do is make it very difficult for the Christian faith to operate.
All right, here's what you've got. We've got a resolution from the United States Senate. This is from the, and it's going to be before, of course, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. It is condemning the government of Iran for its continued persecution, imprisonment, and sentencing of Youssef Nardakhani on the charges of apostasy. So there you have it. It is there before the United States Senate Foreign Relations Committee, voted on tomorrow. We're at 91,000 signatures, maybe 92,000 now. We want to get to 100,000. You go to ACLJ.org, folks. This is it. We've got 24 hours to get this done, less than that. Go to ACLJ.org or you call us right now at 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Call now. We got to take action, folks. 877-989-2255.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Secchio provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Secchio Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Secchio tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Secchio. The Jordan Secchio Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org. You already know that Pastor Youssef Nadakarni faces the death penalty in Iran because of his Christian beliefs and his refusal to embrace Islam. What you may not realize is that his imprisonment is now approaching 1,000 days. The ACLJ has been at the forefront, working in this country and abroad, to secure the immediate and unconditional release of Pastor Youssef. But we need your help. It's time to turn up the pressure. The U.S. House already has approved a resolution backing Pastor Youssef's release, and now we're calling on the U.S. Senate.
Senate to do the same. The ACLJ's Tweet for Youssef campaign is now reaching 1.9 million Twitter accounts around the world with daily updates. And now it's time to turn up the pressure. Demand the immediate release of Pastor Youssef now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
All right, as of today, Pastor Youssef Nardakhani has been illegally imprisoned in Iran for 980 days. That means by July 8th, we hit the 1,000th day. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Taking your calls from around the country. How important is it to you that we stand up and fight for this pastor's life and for Christians that are being persecuted under Islamic regimes? How big of an issue? Should it be a campaign issue as well? 1-800-684-3110. Let me encourage you to do this, folks. We literally have less than 24 hours here to get to 100,000 signatures. Now, to do that, I need your help. We want to get the Senate resolution passed through this committee. Then we have to deal with it on the floor. But let's get it through the committee tomorrow. That's the key. You go to your phones right now. We're just under 92,000. Actually, 91,963. You go to your phones right now at 1-877-989-2255. Get me to 100,000. We want 100,000 signatures, or aclj.org, or call us at 877-989-2255. This is the kind of pressure that is keeping this pastor alive. That is the fact. And this is, I'm calling this media advocacy. But you play a big role in that, Jordan. We got to get people engaged in this, because this is how Youssef Nardakhani is staying alive, and this is how hopefully we can keep his lawyer out of jail.
Every step we take to draw attention to this, so every vote, whether it was in March in the House resolution or now with the Senate resolution going through the committee and spending time today talking about it, it keeps the story alive. And by keeping the story alive, it's helping to keep Pastor Youssef alive. That's why the pressure's on Iran. They execute people all of the time. The interesting thing here is that, Dad, when you look through the history of the Christian persecution there, it's been since 1990 since a Christian was executed because of apostasy or because of their Christian faith. And since then, Christians have been arrested and spent upwards of a couple of years in jail, but eventually they have been released. And what's interesting with Pastor Youssef Nardakhani is we're getting close to 1,000 days. Today marks 980 days in jail, and he still has the death sentence hanging over his head. It's unprecedented since 1990, even for Iran and the Iranian regime.
All right, back to the phones we go. 1-800-684-3110. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. Jordan, who do we have next?
Joe's calling in from California on line two. Joe, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, sir. Yes, just real quickly, I'm very passionate in helping out and everything, which is great. I'm a Christian man, and I hate the fact that this person is in prison. But I have a little bit of a problem or a question. When we pray, we say, let your kingdom come. And the Bible says that this chaos has to happen before his kingdom comes. But I hear your program all the time, and we're always fighting government and all this other stuff. And I'm just wondering what the deal is. I'm going to go ahead and hang up so I can hear the
answer. Well, I mean, it's very simple. I mean, the Apostle Paul demanded his citizenship as a Roman citizen for his rights as a Roman citizen, which put him before Caesar. I mean, so we're entitled to our rights. And that's what we're doing here. And we're supposed to protect those that are less fortunate, protect those that are oppressed, those that are in prison. That's what we're doing. This is your call is living the gospel when you take direct action. I mean, that's really what this is all about. And that's why you got to fight so aggressively. The difficulty with this situation is you're dealing with a dictatorial regime in Iran. We've got to get our government support. We got the House. But then there's been a gap between getting it through the House and getting it through the Senate.
There has. And a big answer to that question, Jay, is, you know, understanding where we're at in the process. I mean, remember, 6 months ago, the big ask was getting the White House to engage, getting the State Department engaged. You know, that's the Democrat side of the party. We ask our listeners to do that. They did so. The White House and the State Department came and engaged. The next ask was in the House. That's Republicans. That's Speaker Boehner. That's Majority Leader Eric Cantor. Our listeners engaged. The House acted. Now we're in the Senate. So, again, we're on the Democrat side of the aisle. You're talking about John Kerry and Harry Reid. We need our listeners to step back up to the plate, ask for engagement, get the Senate to engage. And, Jay, I really do think that that would push us across the line.
All right, folks, let's help Than out as he deals with this on a government affairs basis. You go to your phones right now at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You're signing on that petition supporting Senate Resolution 385 and the vote tomorrow in the U.S. Senate Committee on Foreign Relations, scheduled for tomorrow afternoon. 877-989-2255 or the website at aclj.org. That's aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. Now, Jordan, let's get an update on the status of what we know about Youssef Nardarkhani right now. What is the status with him?
Well, he's still sitting in the jail in Gilan province in Rosh in Iran, and he's been sitting there again 980 days. Throughout this, you know, he was arrested in 2009, a court trial in the lower court there, all the way to the Supreme Court in Iran, the Revolutionary Court, on the death sentence, whether he should be executed by hanging for his Christian faith. Goes through that trial. He, again, refuses to recant. Remember, he refused to recant his Christian faith. So the Supreme Court in Iran, when they first got the case, said, wait before the execution because we're not sure he was ever a Muslim, and so we're not sure if you can be executed for this. And they define being a Muslim at the age of majority, 13 to 15 years old. So if you're raised basically secular, what happens here? The court sends it back. The Supreme Court sends it back to the lower court, brings him to a trial. Three times he refuses to renounce his Christian faith. So the court was saying basically, we can get this over with. Just say you're not a Christian anymore. Return to the religion of your forefathers. The court even said, even if you yourself were never a Muslim, you're Muslim blood. You have Muslim blood. And so we're giving you this opportunity and you can walk free. That was what was so key is he could have walked away right out of the courthouse, right out of jail, and probably been okay if he would have renounced his faith. But he says, and he said one answer, I cannot. He refused to renounce his Christian faith. And since then, the court did not move ahead with an execution because of the international attention and has been basically waiting for the Ayatollah, the supreme leader of Iran, to weigh in because they don't want to make the decision on their own.
All right, let's try to grab one call very quickly before the end of the broadcast, and I'm going to do the call to action that we need to take here.
Mercy calling from Oregon Online for Mercy. Welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, hello.
Hi, Mercy.
I want to encourage everyone listening that we need to stand for these precious people who are just suffering for the causes of Christ. And I find it a privilege to and an honor to be able to even know of these people that the world has in its place.
And understand, and you know, Mercy, you bring up a very good point because Pastor Youssef Nardarkhani, who we should be praying for, but pray for the other persecuted church as well, because he is symbolic of a much more significant and growing problem. When I say much more significant, a broader problem. This man's facing death. There are people that are being killed every day. We saw this just this weekend. Jordan, we had the bombings in Africa. I mean, this is an ongoing issue. Christian persecution is really high. Getting this resolution through the Senate is critical. Jordan, let's let everybody know what they can do and what they need to do right now to take direct action, and then I'm going to go ahead and do a very strong call to action right here. But what is the thing that has to happen tomorrow?
Well, it needs to be unanimous. I mean, this needs to move quickly. It needs to get to the floor of the U.S. Senate and pass, so that's been passed in both now the House and the U.S. Senate. And that's what we're working for is unanimous. A statement to the world is what we need.
Okay.
And that's why we need people to call in right now.
All right, folks. We need it to be unanimous, and we need it to be tomorrow. That's what we want from the Senate. You can go to aclj.org, and you can sign up at aclj.org. Very easy for you to do it. Or you can call us right now at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. Fight back here, folks. 877-989-2255. Standing for this pastor.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.